I'm Steve O'Dell with Mission Network News. Today, invited world leaders gather in Washington, D.C. for the inaugural meeting of the Board of Peace. The new international body's goals include governing the strategies and the funding to reconstruct Gaza. Yet to Fatih Sharaiha with the MENA Leadership Center, phase two of the Gaza ceasefire thus far isn't actually changing life.
The church now is really shrinking. I think we have maybe 300 Christians now in Gaza.
Yet if the Board of Peace succeeds, it could open the way for true help for people in Gaza.
This is what is bothering me, that people over there, they don't have hope. And I think hope is so crucial to any human being.
Ask God to bring his gospel of hope and peace deeper into the region. The MENA Leadership Center is ready to serve Gaza with trauma healing and other interventions once some kind of stability comes. Also, what determines whether a ministry flourishes or struggles along the way? The integrity of its leaders. Janelle Stoops from A3 says,
"We believe that the foundation for godly leadership is an ever-growing, transformative relationship with Christ."
She notes that leaders face threats from pride, isolation, and the pressure to achieve high numbers and visible success. To help, Stoops suggests a simple tool alongside prayer. Ask trusted people how it feels to be around you and reflect on their feedback. A3 nurtures leaders worldwide in two-year cohorts, emphasizing personal maturity. Healthy leadership then helps advance the gospel.
Leadership is really not doing something for God, but it's joining God in his work.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Steve O'Dell.